The borough's fix-it list is 93 projects long. The new process, approved last August, has had a lot of public interest. 29 of these projects were nominated by citizens. The others came from borough staff or the school district. The nomination window closed in October and was the first phase of citizen input in this new process. To encourage more, the borough administration has kept up a special website for the capital improvement process at fnsb.us/CIP. There, Mayor Bryce Ward talks about several projects on a video showing maintenance problems like cracked ceilings, peeling paint, and blocked exit doors. Then he reminds citizens to come to the public hearing January 16th.
And this is a perfect opportunity to come in and share with us on these scopes. Did we get them right? Are there some things that you'd like to see changed?
The scopes and very rough estimates of costs of each project are listed on the CIP website, from $2 million to restore the SS Nenana, to school renovations costing between $4 and $11 million, to a $107 million aquatic center that could be many years away. Some citizens have already weighed in with comment. Retired civil engineer Rufus Bunch has served on the Polaris Working Group for more than a decade and would like to see a convention and arts center replace the decrepit Polaris Hotel in downtown Fairbanks.
There's a cost, definitely. But the groups that support new construction have looked at the ways it'll benefit the city and the community and the borough and the revenue that comes in.
A new animal shelter proposal has garnered a lot of citizen comment. At $17 million, something to replace the unsafe facility built in 1974 has been on the borough's capital projects list for years. A 2017 engineering report showed many problems. Volunteer Ronnie Rosenberg thinks it may already be too late to build a new facility before the current one might have to be closed for safety reasons.
Even if they passed it tomorrow, it's going to take a while. We don't have the luxury of closing it down for a couple of years.
The administration is taking comment on all nominated projects by email and at the January 16th public hearing. After the assembly approves the projects, the administration's technical team will rank them to come up with a 10-year plan to chip away at the maintenance backlog and build new facilities. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.